Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Barotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Diamond Effect podcast, full episode 133. So depending on the industry you're in, January might be one of those months that is kind of slower. Maybe you come out of a busy, busy December and November, or maybe it's not necessarily slower, but you feel like it is because at this point, mid-January or third week of January, we usually have after holidays blues, right? Or at least that's what people out there on the radio say. So I thought it might be a good idea this week to talk about the lower income months in your business and maybe change the way you think about them, but also help you deal with them. And I want to start by acknowledging that as entrepreneurs, our income month to month can vary. There could be months or days or weeks where we make a ton of money and then a quiet week or day or month or quieter, and I will explain to you how I think about it. So the way I think about it is that truly, as business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, we have unlimited earning potential. We truly can go from not making any money 1 month to making the most money we've ever made in our life the next month, right? Or making one day $20,000, $3,000, $30,000, or $3,000, and then go a few weeks not making anything. Now, what I want to say is that is normal, and there is nothing wrong with it. It just sometimes requires different mindset and different management habits, right? The money management habits. Because what we've been conditioned, especially if you had a 9-to-5 before, like me, and maybe you haven't had entrepreneurs in your family or in your network, you've been conditioned to believe that the only way or the safest way to make money is to make the same amount every 2 weeks, just like the paycheck, right? Every 2 weeks or once a month or every week, however you used to get paid. I was paid every other week. Every 2 weeks, we get same amount for many, many years because usually the raises are so small that you barely notice them. And that's the truth of the world, right? And when you're not exposed to how actual businesses make money and income, because even the company maybe you worked for, the way their income wasn't as equal and even as your paycheck, right? But unless you're in sales or you're an executive exposed to that information, you would not know. So we get conditioned and we get to believe that that's the only right way to make money. Whereas in reality, every single business in this world usually has variations in the amount of money they make each month. Now, if you're a business, let's say, who works on a retainer and you have set amount of clients for certain amount of time, now that changes, but let's say it changes maybe every 6 months or every 3 months and so on, there might be months when you make exactly the same amount, right? And then maybe you add a client and you start making more. Some client comes out at some point and you start making less for a short period of time until you make another, right? So those variations and changes will depend on what type of service you provide and how do you work with your clients. Also, where you are in your business, where you're more established when you have a certain base amount that you kind of always make, or maybe you're brand new and there's months when you don't make any money and so on. So the way I like to think about the way we make money as entrepreneurs is I like to think in terms of averages. My average monthly income, my average quarterly income, and then compare it year to year, right? So let's say if last year, I'm just making this up, my average monthly income was $10,000, even though there were months when I made 20 and there were months when I made 5, right? And then this year, my average monthly income will be $15,000 or $20,000. That does not mean that I make exactly that $20,000 each month. Again, it will mean that there are certain months where I make 50 and there are certain months when I make 10 and so on, and it averages out. Now, another way to think about it is also think about your minimums. So what is the lowest income month? And that's what we're talking about here today, low income month. So what is the lowest income month I've had in any given quarter or any given year? And if that number raises, so if I can raise that number plus raise the number of the higher earning months, my averages will come out, right? So I don't compare the money I make every month, but what I look is how my business grows is more how my average compares year to year, quarter over quarter. And if that's growing, that means I'm doing better and better, right? And as I said, we really as business owners have unlimited opportunities. And those opportunities are not only in the amount of money we make, but also how fast we can turn things around. Again, as a corporate leader, I could only get promoted once every minimum, I think every 15 months. So my chances of getting more of an increase were like once every 15 months, which barely ever happened. I think I did it only once in my 15 years career. And usually I got to be lucky and get promoted like every 3 years. I think that was my average. And then annually, I had a little increase based on my performance, but they were like 3%. Whereas as an entrepreneur, again, my possibility of earning so much more is unlimited and there's no time constraint to it, right? So this month, I could be making $2,000, but if I have a great strategy and I implement it and I switch things around, the next month, I could start making 10, 15, 20 or 30, 50 or whatever, right? It's all possible when you have a business. So that's what I wanted to start with. Like, think about how you make money in terms of averages. If right now you're thinking, oh my God, I should be making the exact same amount monthly. And when you don't, it sort of stresses you out. Now, in order to know that and be able to compare, you need to track your income and you need to track money coming in. And even if you have a bookkeeper and you are on a bookkeeping system, then you could just run reports and know that as long as your bookkeeper cleans up your books on a regular basis, let's say monthly. If that's not happening, and let's say you do your books quarterly or once a year or whatever, hopefully you are doing your books, then have a different simple spreadsheet where you can track how much money you make. And I give my clients, especially who those of them who are starting, a simple tracker on Excel, an Excel spreadsheet to be able to track, to familiarize themselves with their numbers, to normalize them being a CEO and looking at the numbers and having a relationship with their income and money that's not based on fear or limited beliefs, but more on a CEO type of outlook and perspective. And then as they grow, so if you are already more established and you have a bookkeeper and you have access to reports such as balance sheet or your cash flow or your P&L, which stands for profit and loss, developing basic skills of understanding what those reports are about and being able to pull them for yourself and read them and based on that make certain decisions and learn things about your business is critical, because that's where your money management starts, right? If you don't want to be stressed about lower income months, and if you want to be proactive, even if those lower income months grow and you make more and more money, you still need to be prepared from the cash flow perspective, especially if your expenses in your business grow and you need X amount every month to even run the business, right? To pay the bills, pay the contractors, pay the employees, whatever. Your money management starts with understanding your money. And the only way you understand is when you can track it and you can see the reports and the spreadsheet and understands what's in them. So I guess my coaching number one in this podcast is track your money, track your income, track your expenses, and whether it's through your bookkeeping. But if you don't do that on at least monthly basis, then have some simplified version when you can look at any time and any moment and know what is your average income this month, last month, previous month, last year, how does it compare from quarter one last year to quarter one, let's say this year, and so on and so forth. I teach that to my clients even when they're beginner business owners. I show them how to do it. It's not that complicated, I promise. So then, of course, as I mentioned, your goal is to keep growing your income where your low income months are bigger every year, right? So let's say in the beginning, when you start your business, your low income months might be $0 and then you kind of make some money other months. But then the following year, maybe your low income months is $5,000 and you don't make less than that. And then the following year, it's 10,000 and 30,000 and so on and so forth, while the higher or average income months also grow. So in order to keep raising that in average a month, of course, you need to have marketing and sales funnels, whether they're organic or paid, where you know exactly how to sign clients, where the clients are coming from, how to convert them from potential clients to paying clients, how to then retain them as long as possible, depending on the type of services you offer, and how to make them your biggest fans so they can keep referring, right? So you need to get better and better at that, because when you get better and better at that, that's how your income grows. And then, of course, getting better is also not stopping. You always need to be marketing and selling to keep attracting the demand that's out there for your services, but keep attracting it to you, right? To keep clients informed and know that you're there for them whenever they're ready to buy from you. So always be marketing and selling and getting better at client attraction, conversion, and retention is the first thing to make your low income months higher and higher every year. The second thing is to mitigate the smaller cash flow during those months by thinking of creative ways to maybe make money in those months, especially when there are seasonal months for you, where year over year, it tends to be, let's say, January or July and August, because people are on vacation and you don't cater to that, right? You can think of creative ways to maybe sell a different offer or cater to a different clientele, or maybe you catch up on certain projects that are more of a long-term preparation for business growth, right? So during those months, you could be doing things to prepare to grow your business, which then mitigates you have a bit of a lower income, right? So don't waste those months just despairing and worrying, but use them very creatively, because usually lower income months mean less work for you, right? So if I'm less busy delivering service to my clients, then I could be doing other things. I could be selling more. I could be creating, as I said, something that prepares my business for growth long term. And then the last thing that helps you mitigate the impact of lower income months is managing your money holistically and strategically. Again, having savings in your business to help through those months, budgeting accordingly, and looking at your trends, looking at projections of your sales, and so on and so forth. And you can do that along with your bookkeeper, or if you have a fractional CFO, or you can do that yourself, especially if your business is not complicated and it's still small. Those don't have to be complicated decisions. All it requires, it's a little bit of time to sit and think through, and especially a little bit of time to sit and learn from the past, right? Because think about it. If, as an example, January is historically a lower income month for you, because let's say Christmas is your busy time, and if you're always surprised by it and always taken off guard and always worrying and wondering, how am I going to pay my bills in January? That means you're not learning from your past. That means you're not looking back and not understanding how your business operates. And as the CEO, that's one of your key jobs, really understanding your business, knowing exactly how it operates. And the longer you run it, the more data and information you have to understand it. Because if you're brand new and you had your business just for a year or two, you might not have enough data and you're still a bit guessing. But if you've run your business for 5 years or 6 or 10, and you're still surprised by certain things, that let's say every year, if you only look back, then that's on you. So that's all I wanted to talk about today, quickly, about maybe a sad or topic that you want to avoid, like lower income months. But this does not have to be sad or something you avoid. This is something you can manage, expect, and still improve year over year as you grow your income. And if you would like to gain some of those skills and make this year way better, double your business this year, and then learn how to do it over and over in a very strategic way, I can help you. So we can work one-on-one or in a group scenario, depending on where your business is. The best way to know and to know how it would work for you is to schedule a free consultation with me. I still offer free consultations. It's a very valuable conversation that we're going to have one-on-one. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to my calendar and you can book it from there. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.